Listening on Audible helps your imagination soar. Whether you listen to stories, motivation, any genre you love, you can be inspired to imagine new worlds, new possibilities, new ways of thinking. Maybe you'll find inspiration in the incredible true story of Black female mathematicians at NASA in Hidden Figures, or the fantasy world of Throne of Glass. There's more to imagine when you listen. As an Audible member, you get to choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/imagine or text imagine to 500-500. That's audible.com/imagine or text imagine to 500-500.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome back to Star Wars Minute, the Acolyte Assessment. I'm Pete the Retailer.
I'm Alex Robinson. The Acolyte Assessment.
Today we're talking about episode 5, which is called Night. You were right. They did day and then night.
Oh, okay.
So, see, it's, first one was something slash something, and then it was something else slash something else, and then there was just one, the flashback one, and it was just out of pattern, and then it was day and then night.
But is it significant that they're not, like, paired anymore?
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll talk about that. I didn't bother writing a summary of these anymore because I figure most of the people listening to these are probably listening to them right after they came out and don't really know the summary.
Okay.
Anyway, I can't come up with one of those. Okay. Well, the it takes off where we left off last week with Darth Tiefus fighting all the Jedi, and then he fights. Basically, it's a bunch of Jedi fights in the woods. He winds up killing two Jedis.
Lots of Jedi.
Yeah,
two
that's right.
Two that we know, and then a bunch of
faceless Jedis, and then two supporting cast Jedis. And then Mei does the old twin switcheroo and pretends that she's Osha and goes with the Jedi, and Mei is left on the planet there. That's it, the end. What'd you think of it overall?
You know,
it's a short one, that's for sure.
If you said, you know, if you wrote this down on paper, I'd be like, that sounds like something that Pete hates, and yet I found myself riveted. I was totally into this episode. I was like, ooh, huh. And I, you know, it helps that the lightsaber fighting was good. It was dynamic, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we hadn't had a lightsaber duel in a while, and I know I've been notoriously like, oh, I don't want, just give me less, you know, fewer lightsabers. But then it's like, oh, well, you know, when you do cool stuff with it, it's kind of fun. What do you think? What was your opinion?
I have very mixed feelings. I thought the construction of the episode was kind of like, I don't know, kind of wonky. Like, they keep this, Mei and Osha keep, say, like, every other episode, they're changing sides. They're like, oh, I'm going, you know what, I'm going to go against my Jedi. You know what, I'm going back with these. I don't know which way either of them is supposed to feel. Wasn't Mei just going to go kill Darth Tiefs? And then why is she now sneaking on with the Jedi?
Because to infiltrate them, because she still is upset with them.
Turn her back on the master?
It's the turning her back before that's the problem.
Yeah,
it's that one episode where it was just like, why would she do that?
Right, but now I don't know. So anyway, it's those kind of things that I feel like are kind of clunking it up. But I did, on the other hand, I was really delighted to fact that some of the actual name characters got killed, because it adds stakes to things. You know what I mean? When they first stabbed her, I was like, oh, okay, they're going to bring her, you know, and no one dies from lightsaber wounds anymore. Come on. What is this? 2004? And so, yeah. So I was really, I thought that was a good storytelling, that they had some actual stakes where characters we knew actually died, because that almost never happens, especially in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Modern Star Wars. Anyway, let's start with the, we start in the middle of the action, like with Darth Teef's blowing smoke and knocking Jedis around.
Yeah, he's floating in there still.
And
what's that? What?
I had a observation that I thought was brilliant.
Okay.
In that, there's a you could do a chart, like a line, you could plot a graph of saying how many people you add to a lightsaber battle and it makes it good, because I feel like you can go from 1 to 2 and that raises the excitement level, but then I feel like if you keep adding more people after that, it just gets it, you just have to come up with more ways of hiding the fact that a bunch of people are just standing there waiting their turn to fight the main guy. You know what I mean? There's no way one person should be able to take on 3 people or 4 people. It's impossible. Even for a computer. I feel like
we haven't had a good, like, have we not had a good, like, 2-on-2 in a while? Like, 2-2 against 2, and then, like, maybe switching partners as they go, like a complicated dance number.
I mean, we saw it in Rebels. We never saw it in the problem is there's only ever 2 bad guys, and there's only ever lightsabers in the on the right bad guy's side. So, yeah. So, but anyway, but I just think that's they did. This was a good place to do it because there were a lot of trees, so you couldn't really see everyone just waiting in the wings to wait their turn. But he definitely kills a lot of Jedi. He's vying with Anakin here for the number of Jedi slain, especially in a single. In a single battle.
Right.
Good job, Manny.
Interesting that he, when they're like, you know, like, what are you? Like, what, who are you? Whatever. Like, it's still, there's still mystery there. And I'm still hoping that I was hoping maybe for a little taste of a little more reveal, but it is interesting that he was like, I have no name, but you know, you, Jedi might call me Sith, so it seems like that's an interesting, like...
There's some, like, who call me Sith.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's interesting that maybe it's not, like, maybe Sith is just kind of like a all-encompassing term.
Well, it's the only evil Jedi name we've heard.
Right, so like, maybe they wouldn't call themselves that necessarily at the time.
Yeah. It's weird that even, like... Like, are Jedi still taught about Sith, even though they haven't been seen for all these thousands of years? So it's strange that people who aren't Jedi would know about the Sith, considering that the droids aren't allowed to speak the Sith language, and there's, you know, any references to Siths were purged from, you know, from everywhere. So I feel like they did that because they didn't want to commit to him being one way or the other. They could just say, You call me a Sith, but, you know, that's not what I would call myself.
Well, but I think that's not, I don't know, you know, again, I haven't soaked in much of the ancillary material, so maybe there's all kinds of stuff. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that I would be disappointed in that's outlying all the, what is a Sith and where's the, you know, the whole history of the Sith and all that stuff. But, you know, I should go watch a Alex and Molly video.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they have a... Well, that's always subject to change, too, because now... Right.
We get a good reason why that is not Plo Koon. Because this Jedi that was like, hey, isn't that Plo Koon? Why not just make a Plo Koon? Oh, because they're dead now. So.
One move I really liked was that when... Darth Teef had someone skewered on the lightsaber, and then he used the force to pull someone else onto the lightsaber. Yeah. I was like, how have we never seen that before? It seems like such a, you know, like a easy thing to do.
Once you get to a lot of force shoving and stuff, then it's an interesting thing.
Well, it puts it even more in the front of like, why aren't people using this all the time when they're fighting? If you know what I mean? No one ever.
Right.
You know, when they're in a duel, they're always just fighting each other. They know, like, very rarely you'll see them.
Right.
Do that. So when May walked into the, when she was trying to hide,
mm-hmm.
and, she went back into the Wookiee's house, and the Wookiee was sitting in his pleasure chair with his chest coat on. I thought she was going to climb inside of him like a tauntaun. Wow.
And then walk around, like try to escape.
Well, that would be a good, like lay down on the floor like a rug.
Oh, yeah.
But no, sadly, she did not do that.
I thought you were going to say like he wasn't dead. He was just watching Diane Carroll. I always get them confused.
Just think of this. Diane Cannon is she is not canon.
She's Legends.
Diane Cannon is Legends. Diane Carroll is canon. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Canon is... Anyway, you got yep. Canon. Karen. Anyway, let's go
Karen.
On.
Karen.
Diane Karen.
But, so hats off. I mean, hats off, no. Pour one out for two characters that I liked. Jackie Lon, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And Yord. So not at the same time. But Jackie Lon does a good, like, she has a good moment of both trying to arrest
Yeah, I thought that was
May,
good.
Which is a cool one-on-one fight that way.
And I will say moments. That I didn't like the fact that just a second ago, we saw this guy killing several Jedi when it was one against like 10 people. Mm-hmm. But now he can't somehow get one over on a Padawan child who is the, you know, he's fighting against. It seems a little like.
Well, he wasn't expecting Jackie Lon. No one expects Jackie Lon. she gets the two lightsabers. That was, she was like kind of pushed back a little bit. But then she had two lightsabers. Then she had the, you know, and then it was like, it's like, I'm not left-handed, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, but still, I mean.
And also, I mean, there's a certain amount of he's focused. He's not there to kill Jedi. I'm not here to kill Jedi.
Well, because later on he's like, I have to kill both of you because now you've seen my face and you'll tell everyone who I am. And so I have to kill you both. Then he lets him go.
No, wait, didn't he say he didn't say that was the reason, right?
Yeah, he had Osha there, like he was holding her with a lightsaber up against her head. He's like, I have to kill you both because you've seen me and now you'll tell everyone.
Does he say it because you've seen me? I thought it was
it made no sense to me. That's not that it didn't make any sense to me, but I was like, well, then why is he talking to them if he's just going to kill them? Why is he bothering?
I don't think he said, I think he said, I think there was wiggle room in that. Okay. I think he said like, "Oh, now I have to kill everybody" or something like that. Like, I don't remember him saying specifically like, "You."
Okay, so maybe
my face,
I misunderstood what he said.
The two of you.
Now I have to kill everyone. I guess that was. I guess I misunderstood that to mean that.
But
he
I don't
was
think
actually...
it was because of his face. I thought it was like.
All right. Well, we'll let it.
I thought it was still related to secrets that we haven't learned.
Yeah, but another weird thing that I feel like they. I don't know if it was a drop storyline or what when. That guy you like so much who got killed, Gordo. When Gordo mm-hmm. is talking to Osha and he says, like, what does he say? Like, oh, he gets in your head. He gets in all of our heads. And he acted like it was some kind of, he had undergone some kind of like trauma or something. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I mean, I think he just felt kind of like.
Seemed like a strange thing for him to say.
That there was stuff going on there. Beyond, you know,
right, but we didn't see him do anything like that. That, like, it wasn't like he was using mind tricks to you know, bamboozle people.
I mean, so, I don't think, anyway. I don't think it was a specific thing. I think he was just like a general aura of spookiness that he's projecting that got in his head.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed out of character. If that's true, it seemed out of character for a guy who, up until this point, had been kind of a tough guy, hard, you know. Not someone who would normally be complaining about, you know, he gets his leg almost cut off and he's able to fight the other guy too.
Oh, you're right. So I had looked it up here. The stranger says that it's the Jedi who makes the rules, and Jedi say that Sith like him cannot exist, so he vows to kill everyone who has seen his face. Yeah, I missed that. Okay.
So he does the thing where he throws lights.
The stranger, by the way. That's Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah, okay. So when the stranger throws the lightsaber, and he chops down all those trees, and then it boomerangs back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, does that... Have we seen that? Have we actually seen someone boomerang a lightsaber like that? And I guess I was like, in Return of the Jedi, does it boomerang back when he throws the lightsaber?
Hmm.
Two questions. A, do you think it does? And B, can you guess what minute that happens in?
Ooh, minute-wise.
Return of the Jedi is 132.
Right.
In case you need a little...
You know, tell me. So it's back a little bit from that. My first, I'm tempted to say 94 because that's just, but that's too early. It's got to be a little bit later, right? It's going to be like 108.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
110. Pretty 110. Good.
All right.
Yeah. And inconclusive, Vader throws it. We don't see it come back to him.
But then he fights again after that, eh?
Yeah, but then he just kind of walks and he then has it in his hand again. And I feel like it's like they didn't think, oh my gosh, how did he get his lightsaber back? So they put the sound of him turning it on while his back was turned, so anyway, but I thought that
you think he tried that and he's like, why doesn't that work? Like it's like a trick that he hasn't learned yet and it landed like all the way over there. And then he like tried to discreetly just use the force to get it back into his hand.
Like, I love though how the bigger the cannon gets, the lamer Vader becomes in all of his. Like he's the one guy who can't boomerang his stuff. He can't do all these crazy tricks. So when she says Gordo is bringing her back to the ship, bring the civilians back to the ship, and he's like. Come on, you have to come with me. Like she's under arrest or something. Like,
right.
Do you think the Jedi can just have that power to just grab people and say, okay, get out of here. You're not,
And also
she's like, he says, don't make me subdue you. And I was like, wow, what does that imply that he's going to,
he's going to like Qui-Gon does to Jar Jar.
Calm her mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
forgot about that. So that is an example of using psychic powers to like a Vulcan nerf pinch almost.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
That seems like it would come in handy in a lot of other Jedi situations that we've seen. But
but I think that is mainly it's like, all right, well, you're here. She's there under their authority, basically. She's there under, she got a ride with them. She was like, all right, you're coming with us as.
Okay.
If like you went. On it was like a ride along with the cops, and the cops are like, "No, you have to come back with us.
You're in their custody. Right. When you agreed to go on this thing, you're basically are in their custody." Well, that makes sense.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have, or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Everyone has moments in life they can't just stop thinking about. They can be embarrassing things, like that one time you face-planted in front of a group of teenagers, or something amazing like the first time you hosted your family for the holidays. And on Baby, This is Keke Palmer, hosted by me, Keke Palmer, and presented by BMW, we know to savor the good memories and let go of the bad. And one thing everyone remembers fondly is their first time behind the wheel of a BMW. So come join me and BMW this summer as we explore pop culture moments and topics you just can't stop thinking about on Baby, This is Keke Palmer, sponsored by BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
One annoying thing, and this is a couple of times this happens, I think, in this episode. So, so many times, like when Jackie starts fighting May when she sees the dead Wookiee there, and she's like, oh, and then they start fighting. And it's like, why doesn't May say, hold on, hold on. I'm not the one who killed him. There's an evil Jedi who's coming. Like, she, that no one ever, like, right. No one ever, like, would easily just solve the problem. Read my mind. You can see, you can read my mind. You'll understand everything that's going on. And so.
Again, I think that it's because that face turn was not complete or fully committed to. So she's right, but not even just if like, it, hey, I'm a good guy now. She's not, you know, A, that doesn't work.
Right.
And B, like, I don't think that she's fully one way or the other there.
New tech, it's implied that the stranger's helmet protects him from Jedi mind tricks. That's what do you think it's made out of, like Tordarian skin or something? So, but I thought that was an interesting. It's a good example of how the with the force creep going up, they have to like right. come up with ways to counteract it. You know,
right? Didn't we have something like that before? Maybe not.
Thrawn had those snakes around his collar that he
I know
anti force worms,
ferrets or something.
The thing with the bugs that he gets carried off by those bugs.
I like that. I haven't seen that before. I was like, all right.
that is a new thing.
Seems very EU to me. Seems like something that like either would happen in a comic where it'd be like one single panel of it and you'd be like, oh, or like something you'd read about in a book and try to like imagine, but then seeing it like in full action, it was like, it seems a little undercooked here. This seems a little EU. Although, you know, I'm like, it's interesting that we haven't seen it before, and I kind of dig it as far as a way to get out of it.
At first, I thought they were actually, like, attacking him, like killing him, and then I thought that would be an interesting, like, spin on Darth Vader, like, because they've damaged him, he had to wear a, you know, life support suit. And I was like, oh, how did such a silly way to get your, to become a cyborg. So I get eaten by moths.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't.
I love the thing where he throws the robes at Saul.
Oh
and
yeah,
it's like Saul gets wrapped up in him like he's Leslie Nielsen in
totally
like a Naked Gun movie.
Maybe it's like Doctor Strange. His cloak is sentient.
Oh yeah, I guess if you use the Force, you could kind of rub it in someone's face, you know, while they're
right there. You go.
While they're.
You think they do that with like gym socks or jock straps or something like that? At like the Jedi Academy.
Totally. Why are you smelling your own underwear? Why are you smelling your own underwear?
They saw things fast. Well,
carried off by moths.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so she uses this. My next thing have to do with her and May and Osha, having their confrontation at the end. Do you have anything before that?
Not that I can think of.
Well, in that case, I like the lightsaber haircut.
Yeah.
The payoff for the very convenient fact that their hairstyles were very similar despite being separated.
Well, I'm sure they're, you know, traditional.
And
they are twins, so they have weird, you know.
Yeah,
although it would be funny if she just kind of like did it awkwardly, and so there was like one short patch and like a couple of long ones straggling out, and still smoke pouring out of it. She was like, "Hey guys, what's going on? It's me, Osha." She
singed her eyebrows off. Get really close with that,
right?
That reminds me of the fact that Superman is supposed to cut his own hair with his heat vision. That's the only thing that can
and
cut.
A mirror,
his... I don't know why it doesn't burn through the mirror, but.
Again, we'll talk about this maybe on, or maybe we will have talked about this on Weekend Edition too, but I feel like with this episode, lots of things, I didn't get to watch it like night of, and people were just posting stuff left and right on the internet for that happened in this episode. Like, there's no regard for, you know.
You're not
like,
talking about the Discord group.
No, not in the Discord group. Oh, Discord group, we have a channel for that. That's spoilers, so you know, don't go in there if you haven't watched the episode yet. I'm fine with that. Out on you know, the artist formerly known as Twitter, it's just like people are just basically like live tweeting screen captures of stuff, and it's just like, what do we lose all like I thought we, you know, I guess, I don't know. But yeah, I did see people. The funny thing is I see people.
I like, see dead people.
Night of, I see people just kind of tweeting excited things about it and including, you know, basically screenshots. So it's just like, don't do that. You're allowed to be excited, but come on. Because, you know, but then I saw like people defending things. So then it becomes just like people defending things that happen because they're excited to defend it against the mob of goons who are, you know, trying to say, oh, that would never happen. You know, like that would never. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
you look at me when you said that.
And so the haircut thing was in there, like, you know, it was like, oh, like people, I guess the unhappy crowd was complaining about like, oh, like, you know, Jedi haircut, like lightsaber haircut is so stupid. And then like that was contrasted with Anakin's braid getting cut off. That like, yeah. That's how you lose your Padawan braid.
Yeah.
and so I don't know. So like a bunch of stuff that happened in this, I also just happened to see before. And I'm lucky that we did speculate about, you know, Darth Bortles beforehand because had no clue, if we hadn't talked about it, and then I like just tuned in, I was like, oh, what's going on? Forgot that the episode was, you know, had gone live because it was like, you know, a Tuesday night or whatever.
Yeah.
And then just happened to look on the Twitter and there's like, oh, no, there it is. Okay. So if you're listening to this, don't do that.
Okay. Sorry.
No, not you.
Okay. I can do it.
Yeah. I forgot what my point was. Oh, yeah. The haircut thing. I like it. It's fun.
Yeah. there's a couple of things at the end that I thought were kind of odd, things when, so they, May takes over Osha's spot and goes back to Saul.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he's like, where did she go? And she goes, who? Like, who did May think she was thought like, oh, I'll try to throw him off the trail by not reminding him. Maybe he forgot.
Yeah, my sister. What was her name again? I don't even know.
And interesting. They do hint that May says that the Jedi brainwashed her.
Yeah.
So that whole thing with the
I still think there's. I'm still hoping there's something else.
Yeah. I don't know why she wouldn't say what? She didn't. It's again one of those situations why she wouldn't just play all her cards right now if she was trying to convince her. Say, oh, they planted those memories in you. Someone else, so and so, set the fire. She just goes like, they turned you against me. Like this weird. Like cult language. I am surprised that Saul can't use the Force, doesn't alert the fact that this is not Osha, that this is a different person.
Maybe it does. I don't know.
Or the twins. Who knows? Maybe they're.
That's true.
Or I'm sure they'll say, oh, she's using the Force to disguise her. Clearly.
No, but
Force,
maybe he does know and is not letting on. He's playing along for right now.
That would be a great twist. I don't see that happening. And also I'm surprised that that the stranger thinks that Osha is dead at the end because she has the lightsaber thing on her clothes. But
I don't think he did. No, he heals her. He Force heals her.
Oh, he did? I thought he was like, oh, so long, sucker. And then
he Force heals her, and I think he knows. I think he knows that she's who she is.
He does know that.
He knows that she's Osha and not May.
How does he know that?
I think because the tattoo.
Oh, okay.
He saw the tattoo.
Isn't she wearing May's clothes?
No, not totally. Her arm is exposed and the tattoo is clearly visible when he walks up to her. So I think he knows that it's Osha and heals her. He heals her. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah. Let me double check. I mean, I know I misheard the other thing, so let's see what the...
I thought he was, like, walking away. Also, I'm surprised that Saul, they never went back and picked up the dead people.
Yeah, that was a weird... I was like, well, we got to get out of here. Like, even lightsabers. like, what about the lightsabers?
Yeah.
Or
plus,
the
Wookiee's house is there. I'm sure he has some important documents, a Jedi... Yeah.
Go erase Kelnaka's browser history first.
Yeah, so that was a weird. Well, of course they had to leave the bodies there because if they had come back, they would have picked up Osha, and then that would have,
right?
You know what I mean? So they had to leave them there for the moths to eat. Maybe this was before the Jedi started burning bodies like we saw in Phantom Menace. Maybe this mistake is what they say. You know what? From now on, you bring back your fallen comrades. Come on.
Right.
Well, no attachments. You know, those are just dead. Those are just collections of Midichlorians.
Yeah. Also, like, why not go back and, I don't know, if you were like starting a cult and you went around and killed a bunch of people and then you like brought them back to life and be like, see, join me. Like, you know what I mean? That would be good. Chances are there are more Jedi out there that aren't totally dead yet. They just got stabbed. They're dying, but they're not dead. Yeah. But if you just like force healed them and just like, see.
So the force healing also becoming now much more of a thing now. And you know what I mean? Like, this is another character we're seeing do force healing. And at this point, an evil character using force healing, too.
I just double checked to see, like, was I mistaken there? And it says he, back in the forest, the stranger retrieves his helmet and cloak. He walks past the bodies of the fallen Jedi. Gazing at the unconscious Osha, the stranger remarks that even in the revelation of their triumph, one can see the depth of their despair. He wraps his cloak around Osha before tending to her.
Oh, okay.
I think he healed her. Yes. Do you think that they're
well? So, do we think May tried? Do we think May killed her?
No.
So why did she have the? Why does he have to tend to her? And
I don't know. Like, she had that injury there, and I don't know what that was. I didn't know that where that was from.
I thought the blade was there. I thought she wanted them to think that this was her, so that when the Jedi got anyway, I think it's a big deal if she did try to kill May. Tried to kill Osha.
If Osha, wait, May tried to kill Osha?
If May knocks Osha out, takes her clothes,
right,
cuts her hair so she can go pretend to be Osha. She right. puts her clothes on May, on Osha. Mm-hmm. May's clothes are now on Osha, and I thought she put that there so that when the evil Jedi came back, he'd be like, oh, look, May's dead. I don't have to worry about that anymore. That's why mm-hmm. she put her clothes on. Why would she change her clothes if she... Anyway.
Well, I don't think she wants to kill her. I don't know.
Maybe she wasn't wearing her clothes. Maybe I was just miss...
It seemed to me like she was wearing... like she was dressed like Starbuck off hours.
So
off
maybe hours. She just, maybe she just took her jacket and stuff and put it on and then... Like, that's enough to fool that Jedi. They don't pay attention to clothes.
Off-duty 2000s Starbuck.
Got it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so, you know, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. I liked this one, and I can't wait to see what the next one holds. Certainly was a...
I like that we're seeing a lot of stunning, too.
Yes.
Or attempted stuns.
Yeah, interesting that he just kind of shook off a stun. Well, yeah, it got me thinking about, like, could you deflect a stun with a lightsaber or with the Force?
I was also wondering
like a
if
ring,
you...
You know what I mean? Like a blaster bolt, you can just... but if it's a stun, could it be like... Could you like deflect the whole thing? Like spin it all around and send it back? Like something like that?
The battle droids should invent a gun that has three barrels. And you do one trigger and it's like three different lasers. You know, picture like a triangle.
Yeah.
And a laser comes out of each one because there's no way a Jedi could stop all three of the bolts. You know what I mean? It's like... Right there, you got him.
Right.
Well, $1 million, Palpatine.
That reminds me of one, for a while, I think the Islanders, somebody else might have tried to do this too, but they tried to do like a, instead of a regular like t-shirt gun, they tried to do like a Gatling gun, t-shirt Gatling gun. It's like they fired it up and then it had like a big, like cranked, you know, like a maybe like 3 foot diameter, you know, chamber, like a
wheel of shirts,
a wheel with all different tubes attached to it that would spin around and it would go like thup, 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 and try to, and it like jammed half the time. Aww. And it wasn't, I don't know. It was a good effort, but it didn't pan out.
Isn't guns jamming like the lamest thing to happen in a movie? It seems like such a, like, I can't come up with a reason. Oh, the gun jammed. Like, you know what I mean? When they need someone's gun to not work, it jams.
Yeah. Although, you know, with the, Andrew Jackson.
All right.
Once that happened to Andrew Jackson, then it becomes, well, then it could happen to anybody. It didn't happen to Andrew Jackson. It happened in favor of Andrew Jackson.
Yes.
Wasn't it Andrew Jackson or was it TR?
Which one? What? Who got shot?
That they tried to assassinate him and the gun jammed and then the other gun jammed.
Oh, well, Andrew Jackson was in a duel and with a duel with someone. Yeah, the other guy shot Andrew Jackson because Andrew Jackson got shot and had the bullet in him, but it didn't kill him. And then he just went up to the guy.
He intentionally went and shot
went up to the guy
to wound. And then he walked to the guy and shot him in the groin. So,
yeah. TR was
the one.
But he didn't, it wasn't jammed. It was, he had a speech in his pocket. And so that slowed down the bullet, but the bullet did go in his chest.
I thought they tried to fire on him twice and both guns jammed. And the guy, the assassin was like, are you kidding me?
Maybe Squeaky Fromm? She tried to kill Ford. Know. Anyway, we'll look into it. You asked,
all right,
I'll answer.
We'll look it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like this one. This is a good one for me. Even though it was all pretty much all lightsabers,
just goes to show you people don't necessarily know what they want.
Yeah.
You know,
and you know what I don't like still? And this is, I don't like the modern lightsaber glow. I know it was kind of cool once, but the fact that every time we have a lightsaber is just lighting you up like that. Not a fan.
Gordo.
But I do like the variety. We had blue and red and green and yellow all in this one thing.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
You think they did that for Pride Month?
And I'm glad that, I'm glad that Jackie Lon had green, and then Kanaka's was also green. So it was
What'd you think of the Stranger's double lightsaber reveal?
A little light dagger coming out. It seemed like a short sword, right, coming out of the bottom.
Yeah, I want to see. I couldn't figure out. I couldn't quite see how it fits together, or you know what I mean. I want to see that, and it's like the Transformers. I want to see it in slow motion to see how it actually, connects and stuff.
But I like, and I had a more kind of like, I like the idea that Sith keep doing crazy stuff with their lightsabers because it's like, hey, let's disobey the rules. We're not going to follow the Jedi rules.
Well, that's what made me think that he might be part of the witch thing, because he was all like, I'm one of the people that, you don't let me do what I want. And
obviously there's going to be some connection to, some reason why he's upset with them. Those Jedi in particular,
but he's a boy.
And he said, you don't remember me to.
Yeah. I thought it was funny that he asked him that while he was wearing his helmet. Dude, I can't see your face. What am I?
And, but also I don't know. I think it's made me feel better about Sith stuff in general. Although saying that out loud just reminded me that I think in the trailer we saw that there's going to be a lightsaber whip, and I'm not into that.
Oh, yeah. You can't get behind that.
I don't think so. We'll see.
Do we know, I can't believe, I'm embarrassed.
No, we do not.
Do we know when, if this is going to be a one season wonder or if it's going to keep going?
Difficult to tell. Always in motion in the future. I think if it's, if it does well, even if it's self-contained, if it does well, they'll be like, oh, and then another thing happened. And
but you don't think it'll end on a cliffhanger?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think if they were smart, they would do it where it would wrap up in one, and then
fair, OSHA has hung off of multiple cliffs so far, so
that's what gave them the ideas to put the safety railings everywhere,
right? But yeah, overall, digging it. I'm excited to live in Star Wars for a bit every week.
Yeah.
And hopefully you are enjoying these, our episodes, covering this show. If you are, don't forget we're reviewing Rebels. We're, about halfway, maybe through the third season of Rebels over on StarWarsMinute.com/Patreon. At one level, you get our access to our raucous Rebels reviews. At another level, you also get access to our weekend edition, which was just us yammering about pop culture stuff and whatever news and what have you.
And we have a bunch of Patreon levels that are crazy things, like go to a sports game with Pete, or
or we call you.
Get a phone call from us. Not a phone call, like a Zoom call. Something like that.
It could be a phone call if you want.
Yeah. Retro.
Yeah.
Cool. Phone booth.
But yes, so go to StarWarsMinute.com/Patreon. Check those out. Thanks for listening, And we will see you next week here on Star Wars Minute, the Acolyte Assessment.
Acolyte Assessment.
My name is Georgia King, and I am thrilled to be the host of And Away We Go, a brand new travel podcast on Wondery Plus, where we'll be whisked away on immersive adventures all around the world. Where we go, what we do, what we eat, drink, and listen to will all be up to my very special guests. We've got Ben Schwartz taking us on a whirlwind trip around Disneyland. We'll eat a bowl of life-changing pasta with Jimmy O Yang in Tuscany, Italy. And how do you feel about a spot of sugaring off with Emily Hampshire in Montreal? And Away We Go will immerse you in some of the wonders of the world.
We're going to be seeing some yellows and vibrant oranges.
And the shoes clicking against the cobblestone.
If you're looking to get somebody in the mood, have them look at the Chicago skyline.
You can listen to And Away We Go exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Georgia, do you know what joy sounds like?
I think I'm hearing it right now.